You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is our newsmaker of the day, Morgan Vaughn, who is the event lead for Relay for Life of Tuolumne County. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi.
Well, Morgan, first let's talk about Relay for Life of Tuolumne County. It is definitely going to take place later this year. Can you give us a preview?
Yes, it is on May 18th and 19th at Westside Pavilion in Tuolumne. The theme is Classic Disney, and we'll be having lots of activities, games, raffles. We're trying to beat our goal of $40,000. This year it's $50,000 raised.
And it's still a 24-hour event.
Yes, 24-hour event, rain or shine. It is happening. We have a luminaria ceremony. It gets pretty emotional. Mm-hmm. And we have fun activities.
Make your plans now on the calendar. That is going to be Saturday, May 18th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning through Sunday, May 19th at 9 a.m. If a person wants to put a team together, how do they get a hold of you?
They can actually go to relayforlife.org, and then they can just type in the zip code or search Tuolumne County. They can find us on Facebook. There is a link. They can join a team, or they can email us at tuolumnerelay@gmail.com, and we can help them get it set up.
And I know you are calling all survivors, caregivers, sponsors, teams, and participants. It takes money to put on Relay for Life, and that's why you have a very fun fundraiser taking place tomorrow. Bark for Life of Tuolumne County 2019. Bark for Life. This is an event featuring dogs. Tell us all about this.
Yes. So Bark for Life of Tuolumne County is just a little four-hour event. It's kind of like a mini relay, but with dogs. So that just kind of makes it better. And you come and there's a costume contest. We have games like musical chairs. But when the music stops, you have to make your dog sit. And then whoever's the last to sit is out. And there will be prizes you win for completing the games. We have first, second, third place for costume contests. There's over $650 in raffle prizes for dogs. We've got pet photography. We've got a bark box, some food, treats, toys, a leash made out of recycled bottles with a collar. Tia's Tub and Toys donated. We've got an anti-anxiety basket and all kinds of good things. And there will just be lots of games. And the idea is people come and they bring their dog and they pay $10 if they register today. But if they pay on the day of the event, it's $15 or $20 for two dogs. And that's how we fundraise. And then in addition with the raffles, and then we'll have vendors there as well, just some local businesses and nonprofits that are animal related.
And this takes place tomorrow at Tuolumne Memorial Park in downtown Tuolumne City. The event is free to the public if they'd love to come down and look at the dogs.
Yes. If you don't have a dog, that doesn't mean you can't come. I personally think there's a lot of fun to be had in just watching all the dogs, and I'm sure there's going to be lots of cute costumes. So, and it will be happening rain or shine.
Plenty of booths and vendors?
Yes, yes. I've got some local pet boarding places, a vet's coming, some pet sitting businesses, and I believe the Humane Society will also be there.
All right, and plenty of information regarding the American Cancer Society as well.
Yes, we will have pamphlets and information and things for Road to Recovery on how to get rides to treatment, and we will also be having luminaria bag sales for in memory or in honor of a dog you've lost to cancer that we will display during the luminaria ceremony at our Relay for Life event in May.
So not only is this a fun event, but it's also an emotional event as well.
Yes, yes. We will be doing, we won't quite have a dedication ceremony, but we will be having a chance for them to decorate the bags, and they have a little purple paw print with a heart on it, and then we will save them, keep them safe, and have them out in May.
Okay, you are the event lead for Relay for Life of Tuolumne County. What's your passion? Why? How did you become involved in this, and why did you want to become involved with this?
I became involved back in 2010 just because it felt like something fun in the community to do. And I had people in my family who at the time have had cancer. And since then, over the years, I've lost some of those family members and friends to cancer. And it's honestly just something where I feel like I'm actually doing good, and knowing that I personally have helped provide gas cards to local people in the county makes it feel like I'm actually making a difference. It just feels like we're keeping it local and that it really does good.
Spark for Life takes place tomorrow in Tuolumne City, 10 o'clock in the morning through 2 in the afternoon. Come on out and take a look at the dogs. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
I don't think so. I mean, we'll be doing a best trick as well competition, some littlest dog, biggest dog awards, as well as a pet and owner lookalike.
For more information, log on to relayforlife.org/Tuolumne County CA. Morgan Vaughn, great to see you.
Thank you. You too.